As you can see by the amount of hair I don't have, I'm not Pastor Monique. She's taken a well-deserved holiday. Let us pray that she returns safe, rested, and excited about the new year. My message today will not be a long one, but I believe it is a subject worth discussing. God gave us two incredible gifts, the gift of forgiveness and the gift of love. Christmas time is a season of love, so I thought it'd be a good time to discuss what is involved in loving one another. I think we use the word love like we often repeat the Lord's Prayer. How often on Sunday morning do we repeat the Lord's Prayer without thinking about the meaning of the words? We use love the same way, without considering everything required to love according to God's will. One time when Lois and I were traveling, she tuned into the Hour of Power. It was a time when church was not a priority with me, but I watched the program anyway. Dr. Schuller said, "All things are possible through faith." And that got me to thinking, and that was a life changer in my life. In his writings, Dr. Schuller wrote much about the subject of love. And I referenced some of his material for this discussion. So how do we love someone? Loving a person has three parts. To be prepared to love, to understand love is unconditional, and then just do it. The first step to becoming prepared to love is to love yourself and have self-esteem. This is not an ego trip, but becoming comfortable with who we are so we can be comfortable talking to others. Part of this is to understand we have value as a person, no matter what our circumstances are at the time. With God's help, we can still be a conduit as an encourager, a spreader of hope, or a spirit lifter. Dr. Schuller told a story of a viewer who called him. With panic in her voice, she said, "I have a terrible problem. I'm about to lose everything." Dr. Schuller asked her, "Can you see? Can you hear? Can you talk?" And she responded, "Yes." "Are you having surgery? Or are you bedridden?" And she said, "Well, no." He said, "So you are healthy, sane, and have faith because you called me." He then asked her to make a list of loved ones and read the list back to him. The list was quite long. Dr. Schuller said, "So you are also surrounded by love?" And she said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Now I need your help. Will you help me reach people in need in your area? Because I can't reach them all." She thought about it and said, "Well, yes, I will." Through a willing conduit, this woman's attitude went from despair to caring for the people around her. She realized she had value and was loved, and this opened her mind to possibilities. A critical part of being prepared is to be able to forgive. Without forgiveness, how can we truly love someone? Forgiveness does not mean accepting a person's behavior or actions. Forgiveness means closing a chapter in your life and looking forward to new possibilities. And this including the person you haven't talked to in years, a person you resent or try to avoid. A short story. A woman went through a cruel divorce. It left her with low self-esteem, She became bitter, even more of it as a person. She said she would never forgive that guy. Her pastor explained she could forgive her ex without approving of what he did to her. It means you're closing a chapter and are ready to move on with your life. Forgiveness changed that woman's life. She salvaged the respect and love from her friends and family that she almost lost. And yes, she met a man who truly loved her. Now we need to understand love has no conditions. If we are going to try to emulate God's love, remember, God did not say, "I'll forgive you if you are a good person." In John 3:16, it does not say, "God so loved the nice, the good, the perfect, or holy people." It says, "God so loved the world." God does not say, "I'll love you when you love me." His love is unconditional. God does not say, "I'll love you, but you have to earn it." There's a beautiful word in the Bible, grace. Dr. Simon Blocker described grace as God's love in action for those who do not deserve it. God offers to all the gift of grace. It is up to us how we use it. What God does say is, "I love you," period. Before I go on, I should comment on loneliness. Abigail Van Buren, or Dear Abby, said the number one problem people face is loneliness, a need for love. People blame loneliness on life events, environment, family, etc. The truth is, loneliness is a matter of choice. You can play the blame game, or you can choose that love is an act of faith and trust in others. It is a decision to believe in ourselves and to believe in the God of love. So are we ready to say, "I love you"? Perhaps there are a few more considerations to think about. Dr. Schuller said that love is an art. We must take time to express our love. You can show love by action or a simple look. You're expressing love when you give a gift to someone on the gift tree at Christmas. Love is also kindness. A few friendly words can change someone's life. There was a girl who had tried to commit suicide several times and was in therapy for it. A friend said, "I want to help her. She's worth it." Those three simple words, "she's worth it," changed her life. She realized she had value as a person. She wanted to live, and she did. It's also important to remember when we offer love, we are creating a commitment with that person. Also remember that compromise is not a bad thing. It can open the door to future bonding and the possibility of love with that person. These thoughts before I close. In Corinthians, Paul spent much time writing about the importance of love. He said of faith, hope, and love, love was the greatest. Dr. Schuller wrote, "In the presence of hope, faith is born. In the presence of faith, love is born. In the presence of love, miracles happen." Best-selling author Bob Goff wrote, "Following Jesus means more than putting our toe in the water when it comes to loving others. It means grabbing your knees and doing a cannonball." And as Jesus revealed, it means loving the difficult ones. Now, I'd like you to create a mental image of a circle. Place yourself in the center of that circle. Now add the names of two or three people you dislike, resent, or try to avoid. You know, and we know we're loved because God is present here with us today. When we leave church, we do so with the confidence we are still loved because God is walking with us. Now look at your circle. Can you love the people in your circle following God's example? Love is associated with the Christmas season. And with the new year coming, it is a good time for us to look at how we can make the new year better than ever. In closing, remember, love is being prepared to give it unconditionally. And then love, no strings attached.